O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Glory, glory.
President Trump capped a busy day of executive actions, attending several inaugural balls and sharing a dance with First Lady Melania Trump. He promised supporters,
"We will lead the world to peace. Our friends will respect us. Our enemies will fear us."
Mr. Trump pardoned nearly all of the more than 1,500 people charged in the January 6th riot.
"These people have been destroyed. What they've done to these people is outrageous. There's rarely been anything like it in history, in the history of our country."
He signed an order declaring a national emergency on the southern border and another to get rid of birthright citizenship for children born here to undocumented immigrants. University of California, Berkeley law professor Erwin Chemerinsky doesn't expect that'll stick.
"Over 130 years ago, the United States Supreme Court said that Section 1 of the 14th Amendment means what it says. Anyone born in the United States is a United States citizen."
The ACLU has already filed a lawsuit.
I'm Vicki Barker at the Foreign Desk. Pope Francis has said President Trump's plans to deport illegal migrants from the U.S. would be a disgrace if enacted. EU Chief Ursula von der Leyen says Europe remains committed to the Paris Climate Agreement, which she calls the best hope for all of humanity. And the World Health Organization says it hopes President Trump will reconsider his decision to pull the U.S. out of the UN agency.
Two Americans have been freed in a prisoner swap with Afghanistan.
The Taliban's foreign ministry confirmed the swap, saying two U.S. citizens had been exchanged for Khan Mohammed, who was imprisoned for life in California on drug and terrorism charges. The family of Ryan Corbett, held by the Taliban since August 2022, confirmed he'd been released. The name of the other American was not officially disclosed last night. Michael Toscano, CBS News, Washington.
A dangerous storm is sweeping across the Deep South. Snow and wind are battering Beaumont, Texas, one of eight states under winter storm warnings. Michael Shannon's at a shelter in Austin.
"It's going to be really cold, so I would probably be out in it. You know, I'm just thankful."
Houston could get up to 5 inches of snow. Fighting Irish fans are bummed this morning. CBS's Erica Herskowitz.
For the first time in a decade, the Ohio State Buckeyes are national champions.
Touchdown! Quinshon Judkins in the middle of the end zone.
Call courtesy of ESPN Radio. Ohio State built a 24-point lead and went on to beat Notre Dame for the national title 34-23.
S&P futures up 21. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you've got something to do today, make sure it's still happening. Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools, with many others, are closed today due to the freeze. The National Weather Service has an extreme cold warning running, with wind chills hitting 30 below. It'll be warm enough for snow tomorrow, with a warm up to the 20s later in the week. Warming centers are still running in the area. Call 211 to find the closest to you. Most community centers, libraries, and government buildings are designated sites. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A reminder in Racine about cold weather trash collection. Due to the cold, City of Racine DPW crews aren't out getting garbage today. That means your trash day is pushed back. The city has an updated collection calendar on their website. It's 2 decades in prison for the Racine youth that shot his 14-year-old girlfriend 2 years ago. Elia Olson, now 17, got a 20-year prison sentence for shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend 3 times in the head. The attack near the train tracks was described by prosecutors as a, quote, premeditated planned execution. The victim survived. She has plans to graduate high school next year. Two ambulances were called for a head-on crash last night in Racine. It happened on 16th north of Hanschel Park at around 5:30. Racine first responders got there to find one person unconscious in one of the vehicles involved. We're working on learning more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers West Coast trip continues when they play at UCLA tonight. The Badgers now ranked 18th in the nation. Marquette now 10th ranked after losing to Xavier over the weekend. They're on the road tonight against Seton Hall. NFL, the Chicago Bears have hired Ben Johnson as their new head coach. The 38-year-old Johnson has been an assistant with the Lions for the past 6 seasons and has served as offensive coordinator there the past 3. And would the Packers trade for a veteran player on the backside of his career to help out with their pass rush? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I don't particularly want to see somebody on the backside of their career. I don't think that's something I'd be particularly interested in. I mean, how old was Reggie White when Ron signed him? I mean, he was in his 30s, I believe, you know, but he wasn't on the backside of his career by any means, you know, so I think it just depends on the player and what you think he has in front of him.
Reggie White was 32 when they signed him. The Raiders' Max Crosby is 27. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is brutally cold this morning. We will get back into the single digits here by later this afternoon with a lot of sunshine, maybe a few flurries at some point here today. Tonight, rising temperatures. Tomorrow, some light snow, and it will be warmer with a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below 0.
I'm going to talk about my kids, so I should tell you their names. My kids are named Ash, Axel, and Addie, and independently, those are all great names. Together, it is a disaster. It's such a weird, mean thing to do to grandparents, to bring over 3 kids and be like, here are your grandkids. They're just... Old people need words that sound massively different in their pronunciation. It's why Lipitor doesn't rhyme with arsenic. You need a safety buffer. I'm not going to tell you whose idea it was to give all 3 of our kids A names. I will only tell you that my name is Seth and my wife's name is Alexi. A lot of times people say, oh, Alexi, you must get her name mixed up with the kids' names as well because it's also an A name. And I don't. I would say the hardest thing about having a wife named Alexi is how often our Alexa thinks I'm talking to it. And making matters worse, I only use my wife's first name when we're fighting and I'm being passive aggressive, which means our Alexa often says things like, I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean by we all can't be as perfect as you.
Good morning on this freezing cold morning. The cold didn't stop Veridiana Roche from coming in this morning from the Racine Public Library. The cold doesn't stop you. Nothing stops you. Godzilla would not stop you. You just kick him out of the way and say, I got to go to the library.
You know what? So funny, because I was just playing Fortnite with my nephew and he was Godzilla.
Yeah, nothing stops you.
Nope.
The library stays open. No.
He told me, Tia Viri, which is Aunt Viri in Spanish, you're going to be Godzilla. So here I am.
By the way, does the library, other than holidays, does the library close for weather? I guess if you have a lot of snow, it would close.
Yeah, in my experience working at the library, it's probably just snow right now. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're supposed to have Ed Larkin with us, too, from Chessmates. And if he comes in, we'll have him in here, yep. But he's not here right now. So let's talk about, first of all, what's going on at the library these days. I got my notes here, and let's talk about some of the programs. Black History Month is coming up in February.
The best month ever, yes.
Like it does every year. Tell us what's going on there for Black History Month.
So there's a couple of things happening for Black History Month. We got a program almost every week of the month. One of them is Breaking Down Brick Walls, African-American Genealogy Research Strategies with Judy Collins. I know a lot of our community members come to us for family searches, history, et cetera, for genealogy. So I hope this will interest a lot of y'all out here listening. That's going to be on February 6th, 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. at our Lee Room, which is in our first floor. It's adults, but, you know, bring family. No registration required. And just to give you a little bit of a description on the event, prior to 1870, African-American history is challenging to research. This session shares the resources and documentations available to find your family's history, presented by Judy Collins.
Not Judy Collins, the singer, obviously.
No, Judy Collins, the community member. She's awesome.
I'm only kidding. See, Judy, there was a singer, Judy Collins, who had a ton of hits.
Yeah.
Now, what I like about Black History Month is when I watch Turner Classic Movies, they run all the historic African-American movies. And I love watching them because they really pull some old ones out of the vault where in the early 30s, all African-American cast directed by an African-American, which was rare back in the 30s. Mm-hmm. And they pull these movies out of the vault where you never get a chance to see them. Mm-hmm. And now you get a chance.
Oh,
some of them, they warn you, are stereotyped. You know, you might be offended by some of the things you see in these films.
Yeah.
Because back in the 30s, 40s, and even some of the 50s, they were accepted.
Right.
They're not accepted today. But they run them with a warning. And they actually have somebody talk before the movie. I forget her name, Jacqueline. She works for the Academy Awards, but she's also on TCM. And she warns you ahead of time, this is what you're going to see, but we're not going to edit it out because it's part of history. Mm-hmm. And this is the way the film was shot. Mm-hmm. And some of it's pretty cringy to watch. But, you know, I'm glad they do it because it's history. We got to see what went on. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just so important to highlight these sort of things, even like when Aaron's my husband's name. Hi, Aaron, if you're listening.
Hold on. That's $1.50 you owe me now for that one. That's shout out. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's
shout
awesome.
Shout out for $1.50 here at WRJ. Yes. Go ahead.
We have gone to a bobblehead museum up in Milwaukee.
Oh, bobbleheads, yeah.
Yes. And I thought, you know, bobbleheads, sports, bobbleheads. But no, there's a lot of historical references in bobbleheads. Like, it's when they were made during their time period, it was crazy. Anyway, that's my little tip.
And some of this stuff is very cringy to watch, but, you know, back then it wasn't. Today it is. But they run it during Black History Month on TCM. Yes. So you'll get a chance to see it. All right. Special story time with Judy Collins. Just talked about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So nope.
Oh, no.
This
is something different with Judy Collins.
So Judy is doing a lot with us. Part of what she's also doing at the library is a special story time. That'll be February 14th, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at Youth Services. This one is geared specifically towards kids, no registration. And then for this special Black History Month family story time, settle in for It's Bath Time, Baby. And that's also presented by Judy. Judy has been working really hard to get this out. She's going to all the events, or she had gone to all the events this past weekend. So shout out to Judy, too. That's another dollar.
$1.50 or $3. Okay. We're keeping track. We'll take your credit card, by the way, at the end.
Got it.
Now, Judy Collins has something else on the list. This has got to be one of the busiest employees of the public library.
So a community member, she's actually volunteering her time with us. If she were an employee, that'd be awesome. But
she's the volunteer.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. It's a walk down memory lane, a reflection of living with Judy Collins. That's going to be Saturday, February 22nd, noon to 3 p.m. at our community room. That's the room upstairs. Teens and adults, no registration. And hear stories about Gracie's Record Shop, Dutch City, Bob Holmes, and other stories of Black history in Racine over refreshments, presented by Judy Collins.
Gracie's Record Shop. I think I know who owned that. I'm trying to think. My stepson's side of the family's all African American. And I think when I went to one of their functions, family functions, they were telling me about Gracie's Record Shop. And I think somebody in the family owned that. I'm trying to remember. This was more than yesterday, so I have to really think. I'm trying to remember, and I can't remember it now. But they mentioned Gracie's Record Shop in there, and I think somebody in the family owned that.
Really?
I have to go back and ask now.
Hey, genealogy. Ask the library.
Yeah, wow. I got to think back to that one. Okay.
Well, is that?
I'm not going to think now, but I will think.
I don't think that's considered genealogy. Well, part, I suppose, but anyway.
Hey, they can find serial killers through genealogy. I can find out who owned Gracie's Record Shop through genealogy. That should be no problem. We're talking to Veridiana Rocha. I love that name, Veridiana.
Thank you.
Anybody in your family? Is that a family name, by the way?
No. So, funny story about that. My mom just had a calendar of names, and I was born on that day, and that's the the name that was given based on the calendar. So, yay me.
Pursuant to nothing whatsoever, but my name was not Donald when I was born.
Oh.
It was Dean, D-E-A-N, when I was born in the hospital. And immediately there was a family squabble over the name.
Really?
So I left the hospital with a birth certificate that had no name on it.
No way.
No name. It's got it handwritten on the back, Donald Stephen. But there was no name on it. So cut to, I want to get a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
So I bring my birth certificate down with no name on it. And they say, whoa. This is no good. I said, but it's written on the back. They said it's no good. So I had to send, and this is, you know, it was easier than I thought, but I had to send to New York City to get another birth certificate, and you have to have all these proof things and, you know, verification. I finally got it, but I still saved the birth certificate with no name on it. I mean, how did they let me out of the hospital like that?
I was going to say, isn't that kind of like required?
Well, the handwritten, it was written on the back. They stamped something on the back, and then they wrote my name in.
Oh.
But the people at the Motor Vehicle Bureau said, no, that's not good.
Ah.
You can't take that. I said, well, what do I do? Mm-hmm. And so I got another birth certificate. Veridiana Roche is here from the Racine Public Library. We're talking about everything going on there at 716 at WRJN. We've got sunshine on tap today with a high near 4. Increasing cloudiness tonight, lows around 0. Now, snow likely tomorrow, a little bit, maybe less than an inch, but a high near 23. Doesn't 23 sound nice and warm now? Nice and toasty?
It does, actually. I was freezing coming over here.
Sounds toasty. My daughter in Florida she woke up to 45 degrees this morning. To them, it's like the end of the world, 45. Right now, it's sunny -9 right here at Radio Park. Time for Pete Schwabba.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Well, you know it's a slow holiday weekend at the box office when a movie that was released 5 weeks ago is number one. Mufasa, The Lion King, has been ranked 1 or 2 since its release on December 20th. And this past weekend, the film brought in almost $12,000 to lead the way at the domestic box office. Mufasa barely edged out the number 2 film over the weekend, Sony Pictures' One of Them Days, which reviewed incredibly well and brought in $11.6 million last weekend. The comedy about two girls trying to make rent, starring Kiki Palmer and SZA, is a surprise hit. Wolfman finished in third place in its opening weekend with just under 11 million and mediocre reviews. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 actually moved up a spot from number 5 last week to finish in fourth with about $8.5 million, and it was Den of Thieves 2, which opened at number 1 last week but had a huge drop off and finished with about $6.5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa. Or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park, ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park. And dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Miles and miles of freshly groomed cross-country and hiking trails. Ski, sled, snowshoe. Warm up at our indoor water park. ChulaVistaResort.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN, welcoming Herman's Hermits and the Association.
There's a kind of hush all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding of my heartbeat?
The Genesee Theater in Waukegan, February 28th, has a great show planned. Herman's Hermits and the Association, and we'd love you to be there.
Cherish is the word I used to describe.
Dan Marcus has interviews with Peter Noone all next week. When you hear the interview, remember what they talk about. Later in the afternoon, Kurt Vollman will want to know. If you can tell him, you could win a pair of tickets. The Association with Herman's Hermits.
WRJN.
What is that noise at the end of that promo? I never know what that is. It's 7:20, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And today we're talking about the Racine Public Library with Viridiana Rocha. She is here. You know, we need like 4 hours to talk about all the events going on there. Everybody thinks, oh, the library, a couple of books and maybe some records. No, it's more than that. You do it. Are records back again?
Yes.
Did I ever tell you my record story at the library?
No, I want to know.
Okay, here it is. Back in 1968, I used to take records out of the library. And I took out Bye Bye Birdie, the movie soundtrack. And for some reason, it never got returned. So I still have it at home with a return date of 1968 on it. So I called the library years and years and years later. I said, you know, I found this when I was moving. They said, well, records are out. We're never going to want that back. I'll bet you they want it back now.
Is it vintage?
Yeah, of course it is. It's in mint condition. It's from the library where I grew up. It's not here in Racine.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
I was thinking it's Racine Public. It's okay. You can keep it.
Well, that's what they told me. Keep it. But now they probably want it because people, they have records back at the library.
Yeah.
Also, I took two of their newspapers from Variety newspaper and never returned them. But they don't want that back either because it's all on digital now.
Mm-hmm.
But I have the papers. And my brother has two books from the library. We're not thieves in our family. We just forgot. Yeah, we forgot. But we're not thieves. Okay, let's continue talking about events at the Racine Public Library right downtown. Black History Month read-in. Now, this is in the community room, and it's coming up February 26th.
Yes, that is the final event we have currently for Black History Month. It's an annual event that happens at the library. All ages, no registration, up in the second room, or wait, community room in the second level. There we go. So it's share in the 10th annual Mary Finley and Marcy Ian's Memorial Black History Month read-in as Racine committee members read short works from 15 Black contemporary and historical authors.
Tax time is coming up. Now, when I printed this off, a little thing came on my screen and covered it. I don't have it there, but I do have it right here because I did print it up. So let me just bring it up on my screen here.
Yep.
And we'll talk about tax time because, you know, end of the month, at the end of January, you got to start doing your taxes because all your organization, you know, your employer starts sending all those
the
forms.
Paperwork.
Yeah. So you start going. I got to find out if my tax lady is still alive because she's been doing my taxes since I'm 18 years old.
Wow.
She's got to be in her late 80s now. I only met her once.
Oh, wow.
But she's been doing my taxes since I'm 18, and that's many, many.
I need to learn how to do my own taxes.
You do your
own? Honestly, no. I'm not brave enough. I get scared.
You know, and she's keeping me out of prison, and that's all I care about.
Honestly, yes.
I mean, because that's how they got Al Capone.
For their taxes?
On taxes, yeah.
That is
crazy.
He didn't
pay his taxes. He murdered dozens of people, but they got him on tax evasion. And that's how he got it. So tax help at the Racine Public Library. Free tax prep and finally begins Tuesday, January 28th. The United Way of Racine County's Is it VITA, V-I-T-A?
Yes.
The VITA program will be at the Racine Public Library every Tuesday and Thursday to offer free tax assistance and filing. If your income is $67,000 or less and you live in Wisconsin throughout 2024, you may qualify. So they'll do your taxes free, huh?
They will, yes. VITA is actually short for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. It is appointments-based. Appointments required. Please, please book your session through VITA. You can visit the UnitedWayRacine.org/VITA website or call VITA at 262-383-2504. So we can't, unfortunately, assist with making appointments. You'll just have to call them.
I have a note here. It says, note for Veridiana.
Yes,
special share that note. Tax forms are available or coming soon.
So guess which one it is, available or coming soon.
They're not available yet, but they will be there, right?
Wrong. They actually are available. So they are not available. I know we've been getting a lot of questions as far as like when will they come in, etc. So you can stop by at the library. We have mostly all the forms. We are missing some instruction booklets, but you can just come and see what you can get.
See, that's why I don't gamble in Vegas or gamble anywhere, because I had a 50-50 guess on that one and I missed it. All right. Let's
one more thing on this.
Go ahead.
If we don't have the printout you need, like the special forms and schedules, we can make copies for you. We are back to charging copies because we ran out of money. So it's 10 cents for black and white per side and then 50 cents per side for color.
All right. You know, it costs money to run these places. It's not free. All right. Veridiana Roach is here from the library. We're seeing Public Library. More coming up. But first, we got Paul Harvey with the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. You've always thought of her as a humanitarian, a friend to the friendless, a noble woman whose boundless love washed over the globe. Why then would anyone in the world want to shoot Eleanor Roosevelt? Well, you're about to learn the rest of the story. Eleanor Roosevelt was born more than a century ago, 1884. Child of a prominent New York family, both parents died when she was very young. She was reared by a grandmother who sent her to England for her education. Eleanor's wedding was remarkable in a way which no one could have known in 1905. She married a distant cousin, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and she was given away by an uncle who was then President Theodore Roosevelt. Eleanor was a New York City attorney's wife for 5 years, a New York State senator's wife for 3 years. In 1913, FDR was appointed Assistant United States Navy Secretary, and the Roosevelts moved to Washington. Eleanor was shy in those days, stayed in the background. If you'd met her, you could never have imagined anyone wanting to do her harm. And yet in a few years more, someone would plan to shoot her. By the time her husband was elected governor of New York in 1928, Eleanor had become increasingly interested in social causes, politics, public affairs. The future first lady was about to embark on a life of diplomacy and celebrity, often seasoned with controversy. Did she fear the possibility of being assassinated? Not really, she said. And yet it's also been said that she sometimes carried a handgun in the glove compartment of her car. Eleanor Roosevelt, as first lady and thereafter, was very much in the public eye, a syndicated newspaper columnist and author of numerous substantive books, such as one entitled The Moral Basis of Democracy. She also headed the UN Commission on Human Rights, traveled widely to promote what it stood for. So frequently was Eleanor Roosevelt referred to as the world's most admired woman. And yet in 1938, someone was stalking her, waiting for the right time to shoot her. The cunning individual of whom we speak had aspired some years before to join the FBI. Might bitterness over the Bureau's rejection have inspired the plot against the First Lady? That's only conjecture. Fact remains that this person was armed when the first opportunity to open fire presented itself. And that was earlier in the year when Eleanor was visiting the West Coast. The next opportunity was months later. Eleanor was now back at Hyde Park, New York, literally in her own backyard, virtually surrounded by Secret Service, and yet the First Lady's guards could not defend her. They would all be taken by surprise, for the person who was stalking Eleanor Roosevelt was not a sniper watching his prey through a telescopic sight, was not at all far away. In fact, the sniper was a guest of the First Lady, an invited guest, bearing a concealed weapon.
Eleanor was cooking hamburgers on the outside grill. She was bending over the grill, her back was turned, when this guest in the Roosevelt backyard quickly produced a weapon and fired. Eleanor Roosevelt had been shot. But the world would not know until years later, when her assailant came forward and confessed. For the person who had waited patiently to shoot the First Lady of the land in her rather prominent posterior with a slingshot and succeeded was the secret tomboy who you'd always envisioned as Sugar and Spice, America's sweetheart, 10-year-old Shirley Temple. And now you know the rest of the story.
And if you want to hear another rest of the story, you can. Dan Marcus has Paul Harvey back again, 12:05 this afternoon. To learn how your business can be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN, call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. 7:30 on the noggin. Let's check news on this freezing cold morning. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. If you've got something to do today, make sure it's still happening. Racine and Kenosha Unified Schools, with many others, are closed today due to the freeze. The National Weather Service has an extreme cold warning running, with wind chills hitting 30 below. It'll be warm enough for snow tomorrow, with a warm up to the 20s later in the week. Warming centers are still running in the area. Call 211 to find the closest to you. Most community centers, libraries, and government buildings are designated sites. The latest is coming up in the forecast. A reminder in Racine about cold weather trash collection. Due to the cold, City of Racine DPW crews aren't out getting garbage today. That means your trash day is pushed back. The city has an updated collection calendar on their website. It's 2 decades in prison for the Racine youth that shot his 14-year-old girlfriend 2 years ago. Elia Olson, now 17, got a 20-year prison sentence for shooting his then 14-year-old girlfriend 3 times in the head. The attack near the train tracks was described by prosecutors as a, quote, premeditated planned execution. The victim survived. She has plans to graduate high school next year. 2 ambulances were called for a head-on crash last night in Racine. It happened on 16th north of Hanschel Park at around 5:30. Racine first responders got there to find one person unconscious in one of the vehicles involved. We're working on learning more. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The federal government continuing to try to get a handle on high-path avian influenza in our dairy population. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Tuesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. One of their key goals right now is to find out if that high-path avian influenza gene is traveling with the milk. So they have put in a second federal order testing milk that's both stored as well as in trucks and trailers to try to figure out where high-path avian influenza is. Alex Turner with USDA's Animal Plant and Health Inspection Service says right now 28 states are enrolled, representing about 65% of the nation's milk.
States that are working through different ways to utilize the testing infrastructure that exists, as well as build some of the testing infrastructure if that doesn't exist within their state, and kind of do the surveillance testing to give us a national idea of where this virus is, where it isn't, and kind of where we're at.
Alex Turner with USDA's Animal Plant Health Inspection Service. Again, 28 states now involved in testing for high-path avian influenza, representing 65% of the nation's milk. And they're looking at those milk sources, including stored milk, as well as milk transferring and moving on trucks and trailers. Markets in overnight electronic trade after the inauguration, fairly robust. Numbers are next.
Keeping Wisconsin strong. All business owners want the same thing, to make their business succeed. At Rural Mutual, they help that happen. As the third largest writer of commercial business in Wisconsin, they take the time to learn your business so they can properly protect you. Call your local agent today or visit ruralmutual.com.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
So I became a Farm Bureau member almost 20 years ago to be part of the state's largest ag advocacy group. plenty of opportunities within Farm Bureau for somebody that's involved in agriculture, whether to grow their leadership or to help be a leader in an industry that we have a great passion for.
WFBF.com.
They've really helped my leadership develop.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
So markets have been trading for a few hours after the long weekend, and currently what we're looking at is March corn's up 2.5, 486 and three quarters. December corn down a penny at 455. March soybeans are currently 15 cents stronger at 1048, with November new crop up 8 at 1036. March wheat, 8 cents stronger right now at 547. July new crop up 7 at 567. February class 3 milk that goes into cheese right now, a penny stronger, 2019. March is unchanged at 1994 hundredweight. There's your market update. I'm PM Yankee.
It is brutally cold this morning. We will get back into the single digits here by later this afternoon with a lot of sunshine, maybe a few flurries at some point here today. Tonight, rising temperatures. Tomorrow, some light snow, and it will be warmer with a high tomorrow in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, 7 below zero.
I'm going to talk about my kids, so I should tell you their names. My kids are named Ash, Axel, and Addie, and independently, those are all great names. Together, it is a disaster. It's such a weird, mean thing to do to grandparents, to bring over three kids and be like, here are your grandkids. They're just... Old people need words that sound massively different in their pronunciation. It's why Lipitor doesn't rhyme with arsenic. You need a safety buffer. I'm not going to tell you whose idea it was to give all three of our kids A names. I will only tell you that my name is Seth and my wife's name is Alexi. A lot of times people say, oh, Alexi, you must get her name mixed up with the kids' names as well because it's also an A name. And I don't. I would say the hardest thing about having a wife named Alexi is how often our Alexa thinks I'm talking to it. And making matters worse, I only use my wife's first name when we're fighting and I'm being passive aggressive, which means our Alexa often says things like, I'm sorry, I don't know what you mean by we all can't be as perfect as you. Think they know about me that is wrong is I am not Jewish. All Jewish people assume I am Jewish because of my name and my face and everything about me. My father's father was Jewish. My mother could not be less Jewish. For example, the other day she said, as long as my kids are happy, I'm happy. So... is Jewish, and her parents were so excited when they first met me. They were so happy that their daughter met a nice Jewish boy, and then I had to break the news to them that Seth Meyers was not in fact Jewish, and that is very unfair to them, because to be named Seth Meyers and not be Jewish is false advertising. But I will say, over the course of the 5 years I dated my wife before we got married, I think to my in-laws, I became to them Jewish enough. And I believe that's the only religion that that happens in. Which is why it's so great that it's the only religion that ends with ish.
Diana Roches here from the Racine Public Library Adult Services.
And Programs Librarian.
And Programs
librarian.
Oh, programs librarian. Yes. Okay. What's programs librarian, by the way?
So I just coordinate the programs or help coordinate programs at the library. So they just decided to stick that on my title.
All right, you go, Meridiana. No more money, but here's an extra job title for you. Okay, we were talking about some of the things going on. We got so much to talk about. We had Black History Month. We talked about all the events.
Mm-hmm.
If you need to get your taxes done and you're kind of lost in the tax world, and you figure sometime in this planet I would have figured out how to do taxes, but I don't. So I'm one of the people that needs help with taxes. But if you do, it's free help.
Mm-hmm.
From, is it VITA?
Yes, VITA.
And give again, you got to have an appointment.
Yes.
So give the phone number again. Do you have it in front of you there?
I do. Okay. So VITA's number to make appointments is 262-383-2504.
Okay, that's good because, you know, we all got to do our taxes. Never goes away. Resource Wednesday coming up. I can't believe we're entering February soon.
I know. We're already talking about February.
We just had our Christmas party last Friday.
No way.
Yeah. Well, it's easier to get a venue in January, a little easier than it is in December. Mm-hmm. So we had to wait, but it was fine. You know, we didn't sing Christmas carols, but it was great. I loved it. We had a good time there. Resource Wednesdays kick off February 5th. Now, what's that all about?
So every first and third Wednesday, beginning February 5th, we welcome nonprofits that serve our community from 10 to 2 p.m. to sign up for a table for what we call Resource Wednesdays. And during Resource Wednesdays, the committee members are free to come in and learn about the resources. So if you're interested in representing a nonprofit you work for at Resource Wednesdays, then you can sign up at racinelibrary.info/resource-web-form. Please complete the form at least 4 weeks in advance of the date you wish to join us.
So this is for people that have a nonprofit that want to be part of
program. There are limitations, though, because we have seating limitations. So we're going to be probably filtering the forms that come in and seeing what will fit fine during Resource Wednesdays.
No $10 bill attached to this form. Get them out of here. No $20 bill. No, it doesn't work like that at all. Okay, the Friends of the Racine Public Library are looking for volunteers. Now, we do have the person who runs that in here from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
I forget her name.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me your name. You know her name? I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
While you're talking here, I got it right here.
So, from what it looks like, I work Wednesday evening, so this is pretty new to me too, actually. If you have time for a few hours in Wednesday morning, you can contact the Friends.
Autumn Lattimore.
Autumn, yes.
Autumn Lattimore runs. Yes. I knew I had it here somewhere.
Yes. Autumn, I hear her name bounce here and there, and I think I met her once. But if you want to help manage the book sale inventory from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Wednesdays, you can contact the library, and we will probably get you in touch with Autumn. We can't have regular volunteers throughout the year, but when we do need them, we ask, and this is one of those times.
You know, I should be in charge of the DVD section. You know, it's a great job, but movies have been my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I have thousands of DVDs and Blu-rays and 4Ks and all that kind of stuff. And as a matter of fact, I told my son, if something happens to me, I'm leaving my Cinerama collection, which is about 12 different films that were made in Cinerama back in the 50s and 60s. I'm leaving it to the library.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else, you could do whatever you want with. He wants my Beatles movie, Let It Be. He can have that, but the library is getting my Cinerama collection because you do not have any, except How the West Was Won, I think you have. But other than that, you don't have any of the Cinerama movies. You know what Cinerama was?
No.
I know you didn't. Wait, do you?
You'll have to educate me on that.
Cinerama was a screen that was, it was 150 degrees around you.
Uh-huh.
And they made a lot of travelogues, and they showed it on the screen with three projectors because no one projector can do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they added three. They only, a lot of travelogues, but they only filmed two feature films in Cinerama with the three. One was The Wonderful World of the Brothers Grimm with a whole bunch of big stars in it. But the big one was How the West Was Won, starring James Stewart, John Wayne, you name it. Everybody was in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Henry Fonda. It was a huge movie, How the West Was Won. That was filmed in the Cinerama. Then you had the single lens Cineramas, like 2001 A Space Odyssey, It's a Mad, 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 Mad World, and all the single lens Cinerama films. I have the complete collection, and the library's going to have it. But you got to wait till I die.
Yes, we do have to wait.
So it might be a while. It might be tomorrow.
You know?
It might be a while, so you got to wait.
I thought you had said Futurama. I'm not like, I know Futurama.
No. Cinerama. They have one or two Cinerama theaters left in America. And they do show the old Cinerama films, but the screen, it was like IMAX, but bigger than IMAX, if you can imagine that.
Yeah.
And no matter where you looked, you saw the movie because it surrounded you, the screen. It was huge.
I think it's neat that you have your own physical movie collection because then you have
thousands.
Your own copy and not just a license to stream it online. You actually got your own copy that you can decide what to do with.
Well, and we have a ton of TV shows like all the Mary Tyler Moore shows. We have all the Columbos. These are old shows to you. F Troop. We've got all the Twilight Zones. We've got
Twilight Zone is good.
Yeah,
I like it.
I've got a ton of them. The Odd Couple. And if you get more modern, Two and a Half Men. We got every episode. And also King of Queens.
Mm-hmm.
I've got them all. Plus a ton of movies that aren't available anywhere. They're not streamed, but we pull them out all the time. Just take a look at them.
Even if they were streamed, I suggest getting your own copy.
Yeah.
Because once your access to the streaming ends, you got no more access to that movie or show.
And contrary to what you might think, every movie is still coming out on DVD and Blu-ray.
Mm-hmm.
They still put them out.
Yes.
Every hit movie. So
even Netflix movies are coming out on DVD.
Yeah, because people buy them.
Yeah.
When they stop buying them, then they won't do them anymore. All right, let's see what we got here on our, the human trafficking awareness. This sounds very, very serious stuff when you come to human trafficking.
Mm-hmm.
And do you have it on you? Do you have it in front of you?
I don't have it on me yet.
You want mine?
I do. In the meantime, I do want to put a small insert.
And we're going to talk about Chessmates.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, for the volunteer still. I forgot to mention that this year's book sales will be April 24th to the 26th and October 23rd to the 25th. So going back to our book sale talk or Friends of the Library needing volunteers, you can just stop on by during those dates to get low cost books, DVDs, whatever else we have in the book. So pretty neat stuff. We were selling chairs last time.
Chairs?
Chairs.
All
yes.
right. Now, this is something very serious. It's coming up on the 23rd, which is Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you talk about that?
So on the 23rd from 5:30 to 7:30, we are having Fight to End Exploitation and Law Enforcement Partners come talk about human trafficking awareness.
This is dead serious stuff,
yes.
by the way.
So this specific presentation focuses on child sex trafficking and high-risk youth in the United States. So they're going to go through case studies and group exercise that will educate attendees and on grooming tactics, the use of pornography, the effects of trauma, preventative measures, and assisting chronic runaways and human trafficking victims. This will happen up in the second floor. It's open to teens and adults, and registration is encouraged, but it's not required.
And I think is it today also?
So that's the 23rd. Is today the 23rd?
No, Thursday is.
Oh,
this is the 21st. Is it the 21st too?
No.
Okay, so it's this coming up this Thursday.
Yes, so it's this Thursday, the 23rd. We had one on the 15th.
Yeah, 15th.
So if you missed that one, come to the 23rd one for teens and adults.
Still got a lot to talk about, including Chessmates.
Yes,
Ed didn't make it in today, so we're going to talk about that. That's coming up in just a moment. It's 7:47. We've got sunshine today with a high near 4. Oof. Increasing, you know, somebody said, well, it's going to be sunny. Yeah, but the sun's not working today. If it was working,
it's a little broken today.
It's busted. We're not going to get so high there for increasing cloudiness, low 0 tonight. Snow likely less than an inch tomorrow with a high near 23. Right now it's sunny. It's -9 here at Radio Park at WRJN.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride Power Scooter or Power Chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his 4 grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Barry Deanna Roach is here, and we're talking about everything going on at the Racine Library. Now, Ed Larkin was supposed to be here.
Yes.
And he probably got a better job somewhere, so he didn't come in. but anyway, he was here to talk about Chestmates.
Yes.
So why don't you talk about that?
Yeah. So, Ed, you're probably tired of working with me, but you're stuck with me till the end. So Chestmates is coming back at the library on January 22nd. That is tomorrow. So just a little bit about Chessmates. It's a casual meetup for chess players to play chess. Sessions are mainly led by Ed, and it's open play. So that means that we will provide chess boards for players to use as they are available, with or without a facilitator. So even if Ed doesn't make it, chat is still ongoing, like right now. We're still chugging along the nice chess community action.
Do you know how to play chess?
I'm learning.
I know how to play it. I'm not, you know, one of these experts like Bobby Fischer, but I know how to play it. I know how to, you know, get to the end of the game without, you know, having my queen taken and my king. But it's a really good game. Once you get into it, you'll have to play it a lot.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to find somebody else who knows how to play, and you can't teach them. Because you get, you got to go to Chessmates. Yeah. So they'll teach you how to play, huh?
Yeah. So Chessmates also teaches social and emotional learning through chess. And they also host Chess Pete Summits at the community centers throughout the area. So Chessmates, we have it at the library, but they're also in other locations. They also work with RUSD. They actually have a Chess Pete Summit coming up at Gifford on January 27th. Food will be provided, but you do have to register. But as far as the Racine Chessmates, we meet every other Wednesday starting January 2nd from 5:30 to 7 p.m.
Oh, that's good. Mm-hmm. Now, we also have School Out Craft Time. I want to get to all this stuff. And this is held on Fridays. The first one coming up is January 24th, this Friday. And you got February 17th, March 17th, which is St. Patrick's Day. And it's held at Youth Services on the first floor. Kids and tweens. Now, I think I know what tweens are. Mm-hmm. Is that like 13?
Yes.
Okay. Terrible age.
It's a wonderful age. I was 13 once.
It's a terrible age. Because you go from 12 where you don't know anything to 13 where you know everything. At least you think you do.
Yes, so, actually, that is very accurate.
So there's no registration for it. It's called School Out Craft Time, and it's held at the Racine Library. And, of course, if you need any information on that, you can call the library. Mm-hmm. It's 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. on Fridays, January 24th, February 17th, and March 17th. Mm-hmm. Now, you also have the STEAM workshops, and we talk about this a lot. I never heard of the acronym STEAM before you guys started coming into WRJ, and now I hear it everywhere. And now at least I know what it is. Why don't you go over what the acronym is for that?
So it's Science, Technology, Engineering, Arts, and Mathematics, I believe.
So let's talk about that. It's a robotics lab. You know what that's about?
So honestly, I haven't really had a lot of time to go to our STEAM workshops.
Yeah.
But I do have a little description here. So it says explore how different robots work and learn how to code. Oh, you can actually code them.
I still don't know what that means, but go ahead.
By trying them out yourself, cleanup begins at 5:55 p.m. Caretakers are asked to be present with any younger kids. When you code them, you just tell them exactly what they need to do through code. Like, little, like, it's very specific instructions.
I have no idea what
it's
that
is. It's a whole different language.
They were in talking about it a few times here. And I had to, you know how sometimes you can pretend you know what they're talking about?
Yeah.
I couldn't pretend.
Fake it till you make it.
That's how bad it was. I couldn't even fake it that I knew what they were talking about. But the STEAM workshops, the robotic labs are coming up, well, we missed the January, March 27th, 5 till 6 p.m. in the Innovation Lab. And that's, you'll find it. Is it the second floor?
There's actually a January 23rd one coming up for kids, tweens, and teens. It is in the second floor in the Innovation Lab.
Now, there's a Minecraft movie coming out this year or next year.
Yes.
In theaters, but you have a Minecraft club. Now, I think I know what this is, but why don't you kind of run over it for us?
So for the Minecraft club, so it says, let's explore in survival mode. Survival mode basically means you have to survive or else you die.
Ooh.
There's no creative, meaning like you don't have all the resources you need to survive. You just have to... You have to make it till you make it, basically.
Have you ever played Minecraft?
I have. I actually really like Minecraft.
See, my daughter and her husband, they have these two giant chairs with all these screens, and they play people from all over the world in all these games. And it looks like a spaceship in their room. I don't know how they do it, why they do it, but they like doing it.
Yes.
But yeah, this stuff really takes up. So the Minecraft Club meets from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Tuesdays, and today is one of those days.
Yes, today is one of those days.
And February 14th and the 25th and March 18th. And yeah, so there you go.
Registration is required for this one, though.
And you call the library for that.
You call the library for
that. Okay, good.
Yes.
Now, Make Stuff, the laser engraved Valentine's cards. Ah, Valentine's Day. You know when I knew Valentine's Day was coming up? December 26th. All the stores started putting out the Valentine's stuff the day after Christmas.
That's insane to me.
Well, you know what's insane? When you show up with your spouse on Valentine's Day and you don't know it's Valentine's Day.
Oof.
That's how people get kicked out in the cold.
Is that worse than forgetting your anniversary date? Which one is worse?
Well, Valentine's Day, on February 15th, that's when all the divorce papers are usually filed. On the day after. So let's talk about that. Do you know anything about that? Laser engraved Valentine's cards.
Yes.
This is coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
Tomorrow at between 6 and 7:30 p.m. in the Innovation Lab.
Yeah, so this is geared towards teens and adults. Registration is required. You'll probably find that most of our Innovation Lab programs require registration. But for this one, you can come and design a Valentine's Day message that will bring life with our laser engraver. We'll bring to life.
Now, like Rough Einstein. Readers, is this when you actually bring dogs in?
Mm-hmm.
Is it like emotional dogs for emotional support? Is that what they are?
Yeah.
And this is called Rough Readers. It's therapy, reading, and it's held every Monday through Thursday through March 27th. And this is in the Martin Room for kids, ages, it looks like, I can't read it on here,
yeah.
Kindergarten through 5.
Yes, so this is geared towards kids specifically. I know we've had questions about whether adults or teens can make it, but this is only geared towards kids. It is registration required. You call the library, and then we just put a 15-minute time slot for you and your child or whoever else you're going to register with. You come, you read books with cute little puppies. I've seen them. Well, I call them puppies, but they can range in age as far as our
and their emotional support, and they yes. help you. Yeah, that's great.
Yes,
and the dumps of the dogs love to get read to as well. Story times. This is 10 to 10:30 a.m. Mondays. You got lap sit story time. Tuesdays, Tuesday tales story time. Wednesdays, family story time with Miss Gale. Thursdays, musical story time. What's musical story time? That sounds fun.
So it's basically music. Oh. You come and hear some music. Carrie, who is our librarian who does that.
No registration either. Just show up.
Just show up, yes.
Oh, this is good stuff.
Could I also add one thing that maybe you didn't get?
No.
So,
Go ahead.
I was about to get it.
Go ahead.
One of the new programs we're starting is Mahjong. I don't know if you played
Mahjong.
Yes,
my mother played Mahjong all the time.
Yes.
Yeah, it's like Chinese tiles.
Yes.
And it's a whole big, I never understood it, but she had all the women come over the house. Mm-hmm. This is back in the 60s. Mm-hmm. And they played Mahjong, and they used to come with a suitcase full of tiles.
Yes.
And I never quite understood what it was.
Okay, so the only time I ever played Mahjong was in the computer. But we have a Mahjong program starting February 8th on every fourth Saturday. And that's from 10:30 to noon or until the game ends. We have three Chinese boards available if you want to play. But
so
you
you're
have
playing
to bring,
with the real tiles.
Yeah, you have to bring your own group, though. Four players.
Yeah.
If you want to learn, you can. You just have to register for that piece.
When I was a little kid, I used to watch them play. And I never quite understood it. I said to my mother, is it like dominoes? No. But I never quite understood how they were playing. But one of the ladies came over with a giant suitcase, mm-hmm. and it was full of hundreds of these Mahjong tiles, and they're written in Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
And I never understood it.
The ones we have are a bit translated with the numbers, but it's simple. I got a tutorial on it from the family who reached out to have a Mahjong program. Yeah. It'll be great.
Thank you for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome.
We have so much more to talk about, but we ran out of time.
Yeah.
Veridiana Rocha, who is in charge of adult services and programs.
Programs librarian, not in charge of, just part of adult services and can coordinate programs.
I gave you a promotion. Just take it, okay?
Unless you give me a job promotion, then I am.
A field promotion you got here.
Yeah.
Thank you, Veridiana. I do
you're
appreciate
welcome.
It. Very smiley, very knowledgeable. And these are the people you meet at the Racine Public Library. And that's why I go to the library. My wife takes somebody there. They go every Thursday night or something. Tuesday nights they go. And they meet there at the library and they just talk and look up stuff and mm-hmm. have a good time.
Social time.
Yeah. And I go there. I grab the DVDs and some of the CDs. CDs. They still have CDs there.
Still have CDs.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. All right.